Once upon a time, there was a prince who wanted to have a princess of his own. But she must be a proper princess. So he traveled all over the world in order to find such a one. But every time, there was something wrong. There were plenty of princesses, but he could never make out if they were real princesses. There was always something that wasn't quite right. So he came back home and was very much upset because he did so long for a real princess. One evening, a terrible storm blew up. There was lightning and thunder. The rain came pouring down. It was something dreadful. All at once, there was a knock at the city gate, and the old king went out to open it. It was a princess standing outside. But goodness, what a sight she was with the rain and the weather. The water was running all down her hair and her clothes, and in at the top of her shoes and out at the heels. And yet she declared she was a real princess. Well, we shall soon see about that, thought the old queen. She didn't say anything, but she went into the bedroom, took off all the bedclothes, and placed a pea on the bottom of the bed. Then she took 20 mattresses and laid them on top of the pea, and then again 20 of the softest feather beds on top of the mattresses. That's where the princess had to sleep for the night. In the morning, they asked her how she'd slept. "Oh, dreadfully badly," said the princess. "I hardly had a wink of sleep all night. Goodness knows what there was in the bed. I was lying on something so hard that I'm simply black and blue all over. It's perfectly dreadful." So, then, of course, they could see that she really was a princess, because she had felt the pea right through the 20 mattresses and the 20 feather beds, when nobody but a real princess could have such a tender skin as that. And so the prince took her to wife, because now he knew that he had a proper princess. And the pea was sent to the museum, where it is still to be seen, unless someone has taken it. There. That's something like a story, isn't it?